This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, who has also been a very prominent figure in the Tea Party movement. And he joins us now to talk about what has actually changed as a result of the midterm elections and what we can expect from the new Republicans on Capitol Hill. And Senator, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it is good to be back, and thanks for all your help during an exciting campaign season where really radio talk show, conservative news helped get a good message out, and so many citizens got involved and engaged in this campaign. It made a real difference.
Well, let's talk about the road ahead now. A lot of these new faces have been elected, and a lot of folks expecting them to make a big impact in Washington. The first big hurdle that your side of the movement cleared earlier this week was over earmarks, getting the leader, Mitch McConnell, to say he's now against them. And it looks as though, except for a few holdouts, that the party is pretty much unified around this idea. How big of a first step is this?
This is a real big step because we can't have the eyes and focus of Congress on parochial issues of building local parking garages. I mean, our country is really in trouble, and we've got to focus on those national issues of how do we cut spending, how do we balance our budget and begin to reduce this debt, how do we make sure Social Security and Medicare are there, people have paid for them, and we can't just start talking about cutting those without figuring out how to restructure them so they'll work into the future. So now I think we've cleaned the clutter in a way. We've refocused on national issues. There's a lot of interest in the Republican conference in the Senate yesterday of balancing the budget, the resolution passed unanimously that should be one of our goals, bringing spending back to 2008 levels. So once we cleared the parochial earmark issue, people began to immediately focus on bigger issues like balancing the budget. And as we move into the lame duck, there's a whole lot of energy in the Republican Party about maintaining current tax rates, you know, extending them out as long as we can so that businesses know how much it's going to cost to do business in our country. So there's really a good spirit right now. I mean, our expectations can't be too high. We don't have the majority here in the Senate, and the president's going to veto anything, I think, that's really good that could come out of the Congress. But we can show America what we stand for, and we can do a much better job of stopping the bad things that the president has been trying to push through.
And we talked, obviously, just a moment ago and throughout your response about the major change on earmarks and just the general change in attitude among Republicans. There may be some out there, though, Senator, who look at both what the Republicans and Democrats have done on Capitol Hill and essentially put back their same leadership teams from the previous Congress. Do you believe that is a smart thing to do? Is this current leadership going to be able to convince Americans that things really have changed?
Well, I think so. I mean, you see in the House with John Boehner, I mean, he's been an advocate of earmark reform since he first got here. So he's never been one focused on parochial, pork barrel spending. But our leadership is only going to be good as the members, and they're always herding cats trying to pull us together. I think we've got a good leadership team in the Senate here, and we saw Mitch McConnell. I mean, he listened to the voters, and he changed his mind on an issue that was important to him, and I think he's led our conference in the right direction. So, I mean, that's a good signal, but I think they're only going to be as good as the members, and if they have to dumb things down, I think, as they have in the past, because a few of our members were always ready to leave us, then they can't lead like they're supposed to. But now we have 47 Republicans, and I think we'll have most of the time 41 at least we'll stick together on stopping the bad things that come through. So, again, I'm optimistic we can stop the bad things. I'm also optimistic we can put forward some bold proposals as Republicans, even though the president is not going to support them. But America needs to know what we're for.
Senator, as we mentioned at the outset, you're very closely affiliated with the Tea Party movement. And obviously, it's hard to speak for all of those activists in one voice. But what do you think they expect out of you and out of these new members and really out of the Republican majority in the House and minority in the Senate over the next 2 years?
Yeah, well, I can't claim to be the leader of the Tea Parties, and as you pointed out, it's really not a single organization with a hierarchy. It represents how freedom works. There are thousands of leaders within the Tea Party movement across the country, and I learned during the campaign that they don't necessarily expect us to win all the battles. I mean, a lot of people contributed to my Senate Conservatives Fund, and we lost some races in Republican primaries, and it didn't deter people at all. They just said, thanks for fighting. We won most of them because people contributed over $5.5 million to the Senate Conservatives Fund to help elect people like Marco Rubio and Rand Paul and Pat Toomey. We've got a good new group here in the Senate that will change the culture, but they just want to see us fighting the reckless spending and standing up for the ideas of less government, a return to constitutional principles. And if they see that, I think they'll be convinced that Republicans have changed.
Talk a little bit more about the spending initiatives, or at least attempts to reduce spending, whether it's the stimulus and what to do with the rest of that money. Obviously, the president's health care law is going to be debated in a variety of forms. And a lot of people say, unless there's serious discussion about entitlements, this really isn't going to be tackled. What type of agenda, how aggressive will Republicans be in addressing all that?
Well, we've got to take it a step at a time. The first step is to keep current tax rates the same, or we're really going to hurt our economy. The next thing is to defund Obamacare in the upcoming year of the spending bills, to do everything we can to make sure they don't set up this administrative bureaucratic nightmare that it's going to take to run it. That will save us some money. We can, in the House, they can pass, I think, a return to 2008 spending levels. That's the pre-Obama spending levels, which were already too high. But if we can go back to those levels instead of building on this $1 trillion base that was added during the stimulus, we can turn back a lot of the spending that is planned over the next 10 years. And we're just going to have to nibble away at it. I would like to see us pass a balanced budget amendment that will force us to make those difficult decisions over the next few years so that it's not just one party or another saying we've got to cut this or that. We all have to sit down and say we've got to figure out how to balance the budget because it is a constitutional requirement. If we ever had that at the federal level, then we would be fighting about the right things, which means how much to cut, rather than the wrong things, which we've done, is how much to add.
A couple minutes left here with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. And, Senator, I want to get your insights real quickly on a few different issues likely, or at least possibly, coming up in the lame duck session. First of all, when it comes to the DREAM Act, we've heard that some on the Democratic side want to bring that forward, which would provide taxpayer-funded scholarships to the children of illegals. Obviously, it's a contentious issue. What do you expect to happen there?
I know Nancy Pelosi has said she wants to bring it up. I don't think they're going to try to do something that's that controversial. I don't believe that would pass in the Senate. I mean, we do not, we are not properly taking care of American citizens as far as education goes. I think Americans will be outraged if we provide special benefits to those who came here illegally. Obviously, we all have compassion for any children who were brought here illegally by their parents. But to carve out programs that give special privileges to them is just not going to work today. I mean, people are fed up with illegal immigration, and we need to do everything we can to stop providing incentives for people to come here illegally.
How about Don't Ask, Don't Tell? It passed the House. It's been through the courts a lot, and the Obama administration, while in favor of repealing it, is in favor of keeping it in place for the time being. Will the Senate likely address that in the next few weeks?
I don't think we're going to address that. I think it's being considered in the courts. I don't think there's a mood here to try to overturn what the military is doing. I mean, what we would like to do, as John McCain is advocating for, is just let's make sure that there's a complete study done on the implications to our fighting forces for changing a rule like this. It's important, again, as McCain points out, that anyone can serve in the military who passes their criteria. I mean, there's no prohibition. But if someone chooses to make a public issue of their sexuality, that is something that right now the military does not accept. So what we need to do is not act rashly. Most of the generals who are free to speak, those who are retired, will say this is a very bad thing for our military to overturn it. I don't think it's going to happen in the lame duck.
Two quick more before we let you go. The START treaty, the president's new nuclear deal with the Russians. John Kyle says it's probably not going to come up in the lame duck, which means it would seem to be unlikely to get ratified in the new Senate. What's your sense on that?
Well, I don't think it'll come up. I mean, it could. The president's pushing hard for it. I know that there are even a few Republicans who want to push it through. But I think the treaty is very flawed. I think it tires our hands as far as creating a missile defense system that could protect us against Russian missiles. And I think it puts us at a disadvantage long term to protect our citizens. So there's more debate that's required on this, and I don't want to see any deal making on it. I want to discuss it with a new Congress.
And last question, one you touched on before. You said one of the keys to getting the economy turned around is extending all of the current Bush tax cuts. Do you think that will happen?
I think it will. The question is whether or not it will be temporary for a year or two or three, or whether we can get a permanent extension. I don't think with Obama in the White House we will be able to get the current tax rates extended permanently. I think that would be the best thing for our economy, because most of the job creation is something that's a result of 5 or 10 years of planning. You don't build a big new plant in 1 or 2 years. And what's the problem now is if companies begin to think their tax rate's going to be 39 rather than 35, they'll look at locating jobs overseas. So I would prefer to do it permanently. With Mike Pence, I've introduced a bill that would do just that. We hope to get a vote on it here in the lame duck. But I think it'll be extended, just don't know how long.
Senator, thank you so much for your time today and going over all these key issues with us.
Thanks, Greg.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.